'cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks. I'm James Kelso. The show is live from RBN in Austin. I'm in North Dakota. With me is co-host George in Maryland. And we are here on January 27th, 2017, 1 week into the Trump administration. And
happy
we welcome
you. Friday, James. Oh. What a fabulous week in our lives.
Yeah, it's been now 1 week since the swearing in, and we'll do a little bit of a summation of that in our short hour together. You folks who want to get involved can call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And one of the things we do with the show is this is going to be a pattern that will probably go on for 8 years. The lying treacherous media is not relenting in their full-scale attack on Donald Trump. It probably will actually get worse. And what they do, you know, if you turn on the treacherous media, you get lies. You don't get what you need. We want to give you what you need, which is what really happened. What did Donald Trump do today? Not what lie does the media want to propagate about our president. So we're going to deliver that to you for the next 8 years. Now, some good news in that department. We talked about it yesterday. Donald Trump, addressing the same problem, has created his own YouTube channel called The White House. And we'll bring you some little excerpts tonight from material he put out today on the YouTube channel, The White House. He put out a YouTube on the swearing in of a Marine Corps General John Mattis as our Secretary of Defense. That was a beautiful ceremony. And he put out another YouTube on his meeting today with Theresa May, the Prime Minister of Great Britain. And that was a good one. I'll bring you a few choice moments from that. And then another. So this is great. Donald Trump is bypassing the media. Now, in the trashy media that he's avoiding, we gave you an interview with David Muir that he did as his first White House interview, in which he just, as I said, he body slammed David Muir. That was wonderful. Last night he did.
James, David Muir actually made Dan Rather look like a good guy.
Yeah, it was vicious. I mean, vicious. I mean, that's the word that comes to mind. It's nastiness. And, you know, here's the calculation that these guys are doing when they have these nasty interviews. They've got to go back into their den of iniquity in their network, and they have to show to their bosses that they tried their best to savage Donald Trump. So that's what they're worried about. They're worried about keeping their jobs. You can see that on David Muir's face. If he started to act friendly to Donald Trump or let Donald Trump get points in, he was going to get horsewhipped back at ABC. That's you can see the worry in their faces. Now, in contrast, last night Sean Hannity had a tour of the White House that lasted for 38 minutes. It was wonderful. And the two men obviously enjoying each other's friendship, strolling around, not the stiff cardboard presence that David Muir had, just sitting in a chair, gritting his teeth. They just strolled through the White House and, you know, outside, and you know, looked at things. And it was a wonderful conversation between the two men. So if you get a chance to watch the Sean Hannity interview with Donald Trump, do that. We'll give you a little excerpt of that ourselves tonight. Let's start out with a little excerpt, in fact. Let's see, which one should we start with? Let's start out with Sean Hannity. Here he is at just at the very start of the interview, asking about, well, what are we going to do about the immigration invasion? That's our term for it. Here's what Donald Trump had to say with Sean.
You use the right word, gamble. We don't want to have gambles. Our country has a lot of problems, well beyond this. And I found out a lot over the last week. I mean, we have serious difficulties. We don't need another difficulty. Right now, the FBI has over 1,000 investigations going on. 1,000 in all 50 states. All over the place. And these are people that we let in. We don't need this. All right? We don't need this. Some people have come in with evil intentions, and, you know, most haven't, I guess. But we can't take chances. You know, the word gamble is an appropriate word. It's a big gamble. You're throwing something up. Look, I love this country. You love this country. We can't let this continue to happen. We've taken in tens of thousands of people. We know nothing about them. They can say they vet them. They didn't vet them. They have no papers. How can you vet somebody when you don't know anything about them and you have no papers? How do you vet them? You can't. On your show, I've seen that they have FBI agents. They have all these people that you have as experts. They say it's impossible to vet them. I don't have to see that to know that they're right. So we have people in this country that will cause problems. We're not going to have any more. And we're going to be very tough and very, very vigilant.
You do not need Congress now as it relates to building the wall. And you said in an interview last night that you plan to do this expeditiously.
Right.
That's about 700 miles of fencing, other measures as well. Do you think you'll need more than that? Will you have to go to Congress to get their support for?
I don't think we're going to need too much. Look, the wall is necessary. That's not just politics. And yet it is good for the heart of the nation in a certain way because people want protection. And a wall protects. All you have to do is ask Israel. They were having a total disaster coming
there
across.
You go. There's a, I'll pause that. That's a bit of the Sean Hannity interview last night. And let me give you another gem from that interview last night. This is half an hour in. Go a little farther here down the timeline. And he takes a shot. If you remember, this an idiot at Saturday Night Live, one of the so-called comedy writers, took shots at Baron William Trump, Donald Trump's 10-year-old boy. Fortunately, you know, happy to report that that person has been made to walk the plank. And but watch Donald Trump, watch his comment about Saturday Night Live. And notice in the segment we just heard, he praised Sean Hannity. He indicated, he told the audience that he watches Sean Hannity. He said, well, on your show, you have these experts and you do this. Well, the only way Donald Trump would be able to say that is if, well, he watches Sean Hannity's show. Hey, that's a pretty nice endorsement. Very different from what Trump said to David Muir about, hey, your network, ABC, lies. Why don't you guys go watch Fox News to see how to report? That's what he said to Muir. Okay, here it is. Here's Donald Trump. I think what we're hearing is Marine. Remember, yesterday he flew off to Philadelphia on Marine One and then Air Force One. I think Marine One is warming up on the lawn because you hear the jet engine of that helicopter. Here it is. So that'll be the background noise. They're out in the colonnade there on the edge of the lawn of the White House.
Emily, I met your son, 10-year-old. What a wonderful, smart, charming kid. And then they attacked him. That's got to hurt
you. Well, Saturday Night Live, a person from Saturday Night Live was terrible. It's a failing show. It's not funny. Alec Baldwin's a disaster. He's terrible on the show. And by the way, I don't mind some humor, but terrible. But for them to attack, for NBC to attack my 10-year-old son is a disgrace.
And he's a great kid.
And he's a great boy. Yeah. And it's not an easy thing for him. Believe me.
That was nice. I don't know if you could hear it over the roar of the helicopter. But so there's a little of that. We'll go to the other events of today. We'll go to the White House YouTube channel for the Theresa May coverage, the General John Mattis coverage, and also a mention of a phone call tomorrow with President Putin of Russia. That, boy, will we have a lot to report on that phone call, which that report reporting will have to do on Sunday. But wasn't that great, George, the contrast between David Muir in the enemy camp and Sean Hannity?
Trump is the master. I like the way he may always accepts a face-to-face fight with the enemy, always. And he always spits right in between their eyeballs. And this, you know, insult the president's kid stuff is showing the Karl Marx face on our enemy. That's ugly.
Yes. Yes. And I agree with you. He should always, he will. We don't need to give him advice in this department. He will always go into the ring with these clowns because he knows he's just going to make mincemeat of them. And here, I'll give you another little. While Sean was walking through the Oval Office with President Trump, he noticed a new portrait on the wall, and he said, "Isn't that your dad?" And Trump was impressed. I don't know if we can get that audio here, but he's walking through, showing the paintings. Some of the paintings are by the painter John Trumbull, who's my fourth cousin. You've seen his paintings on the $2 bill. The Declaration of Independence painting is by Cousin Trumbull. And the $10 bill painting of Alexander Hamilton is by John Trumbull. He was an aide to Washington in the war and Puritan on both sides in his ancestry. Here they are looking at the paintings in the Oval Office, including John Trumbull.
The apology was this.
Yeah.
Did you pick every painting in here? Look, Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Jefferson.
You got a shot of these.
I did.
You picked every painting.
I moved paintings around the White House. I just thought it would be great. So we have George Washington, Honest Abe Lincoln. Mm-hmm. You have Andrew Jackson, who they say was the most like my campaign because his was a vicious campaign.
It was a pretty rough campaign.
We have a book on Adams and Jefferson. That was the most vicious campaign in the history of our country until this campaign.
When you first walk in this office every day and you think of it,
okay, just take a look. And look at my desk. Papers. You don't see presidents with
I got one question about the desk, because you have Ivanka and Jared have young kids. Are we going to see one of the young kids maybe crawl through there?
Could be. I think it's a good idea before they get too old.
Yeah.
But that was John. That's a secret door in that desk, and that was a famous picture.
Why did you pick that desk?
Well, it was Ronald Reagan. It was a lot of great presidents, actually. FDR.
So you can hear the atmosphere of these two men. Well, this for the next 8 years, you can bet your $2 bill that Sean Hannity will be a friend of Donald Trump, and he will get these walkthroughs to the White House and these great conversations, these great chats that will be our source of news and connection with our president. And these other clowns like David Muir and that Saturday Night Live writer that made fun of a 10-year-old boy viciously, they are going to walk the plank, George.
There should be keel hauled, too.
Okay. All righty. Now, if you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. Now, let's go to White House, or the White House, on YouTube, and let's listen to, let me find it here. Here's the swearing in of General Mattis. And I'll get the timeline on that. Here's Donald Trump. Mike Pence has introduced the general and talked about his incredible accomplishments. Then he swore him in. And the Donald Trump had a few words of appreciation for General Mattis. The three men are standing in the Defense Department in front of some big depictions of the great medals of honor and so on. Let us see here. Donald Trump's comments begin right about here. Here he is.
And that's total confidence, believe me. I'd like to first congratulate General James Mattis, now Secretary Mattis. Secretary Mattis has devoted his life to serving his country. He's a man of honor, a man of devotion, and a man of total action. He likes action. He is the right man at the right time, and he will do us all very, very proud. I'm honored to stand here today among so many patriots. You are the backbone of this country. You are the spirit of this nation in every sense. The men and women of the United States military are the greatest force for justice and peace and goodness that have ever walked the face of this earth. Your legacy exists everywhere in the world today, where people are more free, more prosperous, and more secure because of the United States of America. And you have earned and ensured for our children the glorious birthright of freedom bestowed upon us by God. We stand today in the Hall of Heroes, great heroes, a testament to the undying courage of those who wear our nation's uniform and who have received the highest distinction, the Medal of Honor. This is a sacred hall. The soul of our nation lives between these walls. These walls tell the story of those intrepid Americans who gave everything, risked everything, and fought with everything they had to save their fellow warriors. And warriors they are, believe me, warriors they are. And to save our wondrous liberties and to save this God-blessed land. They shed their blood and poured out the love from their hearts to protect our home. We are in awe of their valor, tremendous valor. And we pledge our dedication to every single family serving our country and our flag. That is why today I am signing two executive actions to ensure the sacrifices of our military are supported by the actions of our government, and they will always be supported by the actions of our government, believe me. First, I'm signing an executive action to begin a great rebuilding of the armed services of the United States, developing a plan for new planes, new ships, new resources, and new tools for our men and women in uniform. And I'm very proud to be doing that.
That was Mike Pence leading those applause. He was nodding.
As we prepare our budget request for Congress, and I think Congress is going to be very happy to see it, our military strength will be questioned by no one, but neither will our dedication to peace. We do want peace. Secondly, I'm establishing new vetting measures to keep radical Islamic terrorists out of the United States
of
America.
We'll be right back, folks.
We don't want them here. We want to ensure that we...
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. Let's return to the audio of Donald Trump at the swearing-in of General James Mattis as our new Secretary of Defense. Let us go to that spot there. Here it is. And then we'll go to Theresa May, the other news for today.
We are not admitting into our country the very threats our soldiers are fighting overseas. We only want to admit those into our country who will support our country and love deeply our people.
Ooh.
We will never forget the lessons of 9/11, nor the heroes who lost their lives at the Pentagon. They were the best of us. We will honor them not only with our words, but with our actions, and that's what we're doing today. I am privileged to be here with you, and I promise that our administration will always have your back. We will always be with you, and I just want to thank you very much.
All right. Hate to pause that, and then let's go to Theresa May, and this is today also. Donald Trump put this audio up. Notice how good the audio is. His YouTube channel has really crisp, clear sound and really good video, so really way better than the mass media. Watching their videos is a real difficult thing. And they're full of ads and garbage. And they don't run well. Here's Theresa May. Let me find that video for you here on the website. This was wonderful. Here's Theresa May saying wonderful words. She says the words, as the UK leaves the European Union. Oh, I want to hear these words over and over again. Here she is saying this. Let us see here. She's the first head of state that Donald Trump has met with.
Take forward immediate high-level talks, lay the groundwork for a UK-US trade agreement, and identify the practical steps we can take now in order to enable companies in both countries to trade and do business with one another more easily. And I'm convinced that a trade deal between the US and the UK is in the national interest of both countries and will cement the crucial relationship that exists between us, particularly as the UK leaves the European Union and reaches out to the world.
Hooray!
Today's talks, I think, are a significant moment for President Trump and I to build our relationship, and I look forward to continuing to work with you as we deliver on the promises of freedom and prosperity for all the people of our respective countries. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's very nicely stated. Steve Holland. Where's Steve? Steve, yes.
Thank you. You're going to be speaking tomorrow with the Russian president. What message would you like to convey to him? How close are you to lifting some of the sanctions imposed on Russia over its Ukraine incursion? What would you expect in return? And Prime Minister May, do you foresee any changes in British attitudes towards sanctions on Russia?
Okay, I'm going to pause that right there. And now let's go. This is great. That was Donald Trump's first question. Then a little bit later in this press conference, I guess you'd call it, the joint appearance by Theresa May and Donald Trump. Theresa May calls on her first questioner, and it's a lady from Britain that she calls upon. She stands up and asks a really hostile question and packs into it about eight different negative barbs and shots at Donald Trump. And so here's what Donald Trump's reaction to this is. This is great. Let me get it right here.
For many people in Britain, those sound like alarming beliefs. What do you say?
Oh, here we go. Let me go a little earlier. Alarming beliefs. Okay, let's go. Let's hear about it.
Oh, I'm more alarmed all the time, James.
Here she is. Let me get all these things. Listen to how she packs this all together. This is what up to now we've called news reporting. Up to now, no more.
Thank you very much, Prime Minister. Laura Koonsberg, BBC News. Prime Minister, you've talked about where you agree, but you have also said you would be frank where you disagree with the President. Can you tell us where in our talks you did disagree? And do you think that the President listened to what you had to say? And Mr. President, you say...
Oh, we got caught by a break right there, folks. I'll come right back to her as she starts taking her shots at Donald Trump. Watch how he handles her masterfully. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated.
We're back, folks. Let's go to this gem. Again, we talked about it yesterday. These people are completely outmatched when they step into the ring with Donald Trump. Let's watch Donald Trump handle this smart aleck reporter from Britain who packs a bunch of negatives in, taking shots at our president. But just the same way our own American fake news people do. Here she goes. Watch Trump take care of this.
See what she says. Mr. President, you've said before that torture works. You've praised Russia. You've said you want to ban some Muslims from coming to America. You've suggested there should be punishment for abortion. For many people in Britain, those sound like alarming beliefs. What do you say to our viewers at home who are worried about some of your views and worried about you becoming the leader of the free world?
This was your choice of a question.
He was pointing to, he looked at Theresa May, Prime Minister of England. This was your choice of a question. Oh, it was beautiful. Everybody's laughing. Theresa May's doubled over. That's the end of that reporter. I mean, that, you know, there's no need to address the question any farther. Here's the way that Trump ends it. He adds another phrase here. He says,
there goes that relationship.
Okay. And by the way, in that question, she mentioned something that I forgot to mention yesterday. David Muir was going after Donald Trump with the same sorts of questions, like, you believe in torture? You believe in waterboarding? And you know what Donald Trump said, folks, yesterday? Yes, I do.
There you have it, James.
And he said, all of my intelligence experts and defense experts tell me that when you have people chopping off the heads of Americans, you know how, and you want to get information, does waterboarding work? Yes, it does. And am I willing to do what's necessary to protect our people? Yes, I am. Oh, no fear, no hesitation, right in their faces. It was beautiful. No backing down, no back. In fact, Donald Trump is, what is he? He's doubling down. He's doubling down. Let's come up with another, there's another bit of good news today. And that is over on the Drudge Report. Matt Drudge links one of the heroes of this election who, he made a difference, sure made a difference. We made our little difference here on this show, but Matt Drudge made a huge difference. And that is illustrated in the ratings, the traffic ratings that just came out. They're linked at the top of Drudge, along with this Theresa May story. And here are these traffic ratings. Let's enjoy these. Here we are. Matt Drudge, okay, at the very top of all media in the U.S., number one is ESPN. They get 2.2 million page views a day. Forget what's that, sports, right, George? ESPN?
Yep, that's the ultra left wing sports network.
Yeah. You can tell I can't even remember what they are. That's how little I watch them. But anyway,
you're not missing anything.
Not missing a thing. That something reminds me of John Kennedy. He was at a union meeting campaigning back in 1960, and he was talking to a bunch of union workers, and some guy said, "Well, you never worked a day in your life, Mr. Kennedy," and then another union guy stood up and said, "Sir, you didn't miss a thing." Oh, anyway.
I'm with you. I'm glad that he reached out, that Trump reached out to the union worker.
Yeah. And of course, John Kennedy's desk, I think, in the way if I understood the Hannity interview, we got a real tour of the Oval Office here. Our President Trump picked John Kennedy's desk, the one that little John was crawling under in the famous photograph, and maybe we'll see Barron, in the office there in the similar endearing photographs. But number one, ESPN. Number two is MSN.com, 2 million page views. But number three, 1.7 million page views, Drudge Report. At the top, folks, our media is at the top. And then these clowns, this clown David Muir, where is his ABC News compared to Drudge's 1.7 million page views a day? ABC, 137,000. Not even 10%. CBS News, 181,000 page views a day. Barely 10%. NBC News, 242,000 page views a day. Just a little more than 10% of what Drudge is doing every day. And Wall Street Journal, even weaker, and now that they've gone into the toilet, 135,000 page views per day. And coming up fast, the upstart, the new media, Breitbart, 168,000 page views per day. Watch that go to a million very soon with Donald Trump referring articles with Steve Bannon, former editor of Breitbart. Watch that all take off. So that was a bit of good news.
Hey, James, I have one more media request.
Yeah?
For you and your listeners, Donald Trump, please, please, please defund public broadcasting, or at least take away the federal part so I don't have to pay for it.
Yes. Yeah, I don't see them on this list. Yes, I hear
PBS
here.
PBS stinks.
Yeah, here I'm looking down the list even further, folks. I'm going further into the toilet. Time.com, 69 million page views a day. that we're talking there, 5% of Drudge's audience. So, boy, this is nice. We go down here. Here's one. No, here's one. Here's some good guys. Infowars.com, 57 million page views a day. That's good. And watch that shoot up. Watch us shoot up here at RBN. And the we take over and we reclaim our own media for ourselves and stop depending on these.
James, it really is revolutionary. But the other side's not going to come back and reclaim all this lost market share. They're gone. Now, what we become on our side, that's kind of an unpainted portrait yet. But I'll take the fact that, you know, ABC News with Harry Reasoner, what it's become 40 years later, is never going to be prominent again, and that works fine by me.
Well, we're ahead of the curve. This is a vanguard, the audience of this show. You people are way ahead of the rest of the population in your awareness of what's going on and your alertness. The rest of our nation is just getting the idea. So you're right, George. This is going to, as the rest of the nation realize a little more slowly than the audience of this show, as they realize, hey, the David Muirs, these guys are idiots, and we don't want to hear from them anymore. And Trump is going to be pointing this out. As he's right on TV. He's going to be saying, ladies and gentlemen of America, are you actually tuned into ABC News? Because that's what he said yesterday, in effect. Are you actually watching this show? Why aren't you watching Fox News? Why aren't you listening to Sean Hannity?
Good for him.
Yeah, this has never been done. And, you know, as it happens day in, day out, that's why I said, I think that they're going to have to, they're going to be fighting, scrambling to avoid having to do an interview with Donald Trump, if they're one of the enemies, because they're going to get spanked every time by Donald Trump. And the contrast is going to become more and more evident, and America is going to start looking for it. It's going to become really something. And then those people like Sean Hannity, he picked a winner early, and he spotted the character of Donald Trump early and made wonderful statements on his show. He is a hero. Sean Hannity helped elect Donald Trump, no question about it. How many thousands of votes did Sean Hannity bring over into the Trump column? Quite a few. Enough to make the difference? Probably. Drudge, enough to make the difference? Probably. And, let us tune in here and listen a little bit more to what Hannity and Donald Trump were saying today. Yeah, last night.
Roosevelt, we've had a lot of great presidents using this desk, and I thought that would be the appropriate desk. You know, when I came here, you have a right to use your desk and this, and you can pick. They have like seven desks.
You were very impressed with your phones, too.
Well, I have great phones. I have phones that, let me tell you, the technology that we have in this country is incredible. Unfortunately, perhaps we don't use it, but...
Well, we need to.
It is great. And the experts that do this work, we have really brilliant people doing it.
I assume you're going to be putting... There's a picture of your father.
Picture of my father, right?
That wasn't there yesterday.
Right. No, it wasn't. I just added that. That's good. You know that, huh?
I didn't notice
that. You picked that up fast.
And I really... Why did you choose the rug of Reagan? You could have also designed your own.
Yeah, and others, but yeah. I thought that... First of all, I liked it. I like the look. I like the lightness. And I like having it be Reagan. I like Reagan. I disagreed with him on some things, primarily trade.
Trade, yeah.
He was not as strong on trade as I felt he should have been, but that's okay. But he represented us very well.
In your lifetime, who was the president that maybe you admired the most?
Well, I liked Reagan. I didn't like him on trade. But other than trade, I liked him very much. Yeah. And he was okay on trade. Mm-hmm. But not great.
I was surprised. My last question for you. I was surprised last night. I was watching your interview, and you were holding up the letter that Barack Obama had left you.
Right.
Seems like
fade out right there. A lot more great stuff in this interview with Sean Hannity. Now, we have to look forward to tomorrow. Donald Trump's going to be talking on the phone with Vladimir Putin. There will probably be some, I hope, audio of that call is available. I'm assuming Vladimir Putin will be speaking in Russian. And Wow. And Sunday,
and there'll be lots of caterwauling from our press.
Yeah. I think we're going to take a trip on the love boat, folks, when Putin and Trump, this will be their first, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, folks out in the audience, you could correct me. I don't think the two men have had a conversation yet.
And they never have. And Trump went over that over and over and over during the campaign. He says, I don't know Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, this is going to be beautiful. I hope it's a really long call. And the Donald Trump may, in the art of the deal, he may close more deals in this call with Vladimir Putin in, you know, however long it is, in half an hour, than previous presidents have done in our lifetimes, maybe. The two men clearly admire each other, and the two men want peace, and they're on the same page. I don't see any, you know, Donald Trump agrees with Vladimir Putin that NATO should not be run up to the front door of Russia, and that Russia should have some kind of a buffer zone, which it has had historically.
Russia should be part of NATO. Got that, Don? Russia should be allowed to enter NATO.
Sure. And they'll be talking about, right now there are sanctions against Russia imposed by Europe. And I don't know the extent of, pardon me for not doing my research, to what extent America is participating in those sanctions. But Donald Trump's going to get...
I'm going to ask Victoria Nuland over at the... I wonder if she was one of the people that... There's a big article yesterday that Trump asked four super senior State Department officials to vamoose. You're not going to have to research that, but Victoria Nuland would be my absolute top of the food chain. That individual must go.
Okay. All right. We'll devote some time to that. And
she's,
I love
the one that.
That
wants to that brought us the regime change in Ukraine and marched, like you said, the NATO frontier right up to the Russian border. Thanks, Victoria.
Yeah, exactly. Making the relationship between Russia, the two most powerful nuclear nations, Russia and America, what it should never be, a hair trigger relationship. If you put nuclear capable missiles and forward deployed American troops in Norway, they're in Norway, up in the north, they're right against the Russian border, and in the Baltics and in Poland, well, you have how much? It's hair trigger. You don't. That's exactly what you don't want. But of course, that's exactly what the war party wants. They want as much tension as possible, and these sick people want war. And historically, folks, have there been people who wanted war? Who, you know, have there been sickos who relished the idea?
Every 20 minutes for the beginning of time.
Yes. Sadly, exactly. We have, you know, and these people, of course, have been the bane of our people. And Donald Trump knows who and what those people are, and he is dead set against them. He's pledged to peace. Remember, he said his favorite book, William Bennett, former Secretary of Education, very, very smart guy, William Bennett, I think from the Reagan administration, actually. But William Bennett said, he was asked, I was watching a show, and somebody, I think it was Megyn Kelly, that asked Donald Trump what his favorite book was, and he said, All Quiet on the Western Front. And the... by remark, and he said the Im Westen nicht Neues is in German, and this is a book totally dedicated to the portraying the insanity of war among white nations. Beautiful book written in Germany after World War One, an immediate bestseller, and remark then came to live in the United States later and in Switzerland. But this is Donald Trump's favorite book. And William Bennett said, when I heard that, I said, this man is a thinker. This man is a much more, this man knows a lot more than any of these news people who are prodding him. So And in fact, I'm going to go read All Quiet on the Western Front. I'll do it tonight, actually. I have not read the full book.
The movie version that came out in the 30s and is a particularly gory and hair-raising thing, so I recommend both.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll look for the movie, but I'll read the book. Just knowing that my president, you know, of all the books in the world, here this is his favorite. And William Bennett was brought up short by that and very, very impressed with Donald Trump. Our last break, followed by our last segment. If you want to get in a call, it's 800-313-9443. We'll check Donald Trump's tweets next. See you in a moment.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Great news today, and that is the March for Life that took place today in Washington, D.C. Vice President Pence spoke, and here's the World Net Daily headline. 44th Annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. Trump declares full support for pro-life movement and shames media coverage. Here's the story. Hundreds of thousands of jubilant pro-life activists, and by the way, these were America's real women, overwhelmingly, are in Washington, D.C., nice contrast with the, what's her name, Madonna's vulgar meltdown. Pro-life activists are in Washington, D.C. for Friday's 44th annual March for Life, the world's largest pro-life demonstration, buoyed by the prospect of gains under President Trump. The march is held each year in Washington to mark the anniversary of the 1973 Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion on demand. We are just delighted so far with what we have seen in less than a week from the Trump administration. Gene Mancini, president of the March for Life, told LifeSite News. Let's see, I'll skip down a little more. In 1 week alone, our nation has taken meaningful steps to protect the unborn, said Senator Orrin Hatch, Republican of Utah, in a statement. And then Senator Ted Cruz tweeted video of the march, which shows the massive crowd and marchers spilling onto the sidewalks and into yards. Trump expressed his support for the march via Twitter. Quote Donald Trump, "The March for Life is so important," the president said. "To all of you marching, you have my full support." And Trump predicted on Thursday that the anti-abortion march would draw between 300,000 and 600,000 people. You know, said President Trump, the press never gives them the credit that they deserve, Trump told congressional Republicans gathered in Philadelphia for their annual retreat. They have 300,000, 400,000, 500,000, 600,000 people. You won't even read about it. When other people show up, you read big time about it, right? So it's not fair, but nothing's fair about the media, unquote. And by the way, in the David Muir laughable interview, Trump also brought up the pro-life movement. I'm quoting now. That was me. And the he says, well, there you go. So very, very good today. And I see these pictures of the crowds. Wonderful. That's another thing I'll have to do for my homework tonight. I'll have to watch the this March for Life. Here's at the March for Life. Here's Kellyanne Conway speaking. And let's get our vice president. Let's just listen to him for a second, and then we're going to run out of time. We might be able to squeeze this in. Yeah, I don't think we're going to manage it. So we'll just have time here to give you a thank you, folks, and a goodbye, and we'll rendezvous again on Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on this show here, sponsored by the American Freedom Party. Our website is theamericanfreedomparty.us. We'll look for you on Sunday, George. See you then.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.